Rocking the Euro. Why, this morning, that's Greece, the cradle of civilization, birthplace of conquerors.
We Greeks are the chosen, the elect. Our culture is the best, our civilization the best, our men the best. All others are barbarians, and it is our moral duty to conquer them, enslave them, and if necessary, destroy them.
A very old movie about Alexander the Great evoking a Greek image very much absent this week.
Hobbled by debt and enraged by the need to reduce spending, a Greek default could do what Alexander never did, bring down the rest of Europe. Greek week. Not looking good for the pledges. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's not Greek civilization we're contemplating, but Greek contagion on this Friday, June 17th.
And that's right at the top of the headlines this morning. European Union and IMF leaders say they're confident they can put together a $17 billion package to help Greece avoid default on its debts next month. That's just a temporary band-aid, though. The Greek prime minister is struggling to stay in power long enough to push through another round of unpopular spending cuts. He reshuffled his cabinet this morning, replacing his finance minister.
Joining us now from Athens is Liz Alderman, chief business correspondent for the International Herald Tribune. Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
So it seems to me there are two issues here. One, instability in the Greek government, and two, exposure of other members of the EU, like France and Germany. What's the more important story?
Well, both are equally important. Both of them are linked. The instability that you referred to is still fairly rife within the government, even though the prime minister, in doing his cabinet shakeup this morning, is obviously trying to paint it as a move towards stability. The problem is that there is still a great deal of uncertainty about, you know, how on earth is Greece going to be able to pay back all of its debts, even with this band-aid, as you referred to it a moment ago, that the IMF and Greece's European partners are about to hand it. And the bigger issue is obviously, you know, is there possibly going to be a contagion effect if, in fact, Greece is unable to eventually avoid some kind of default?
Is this already affecting sort of the euro's value on world markets?
The euro had taken a hit a couple of days ago, I believe a 2% hit in one day. And the one thing that policymakers don't like is extreme volatility in a currency. In general, you know, the euro has been pretty strong, particularly against the dollar, as this entire crisis started to blow up last year, actually beginning here in Greece. But certainly, as we've seen in the last several days, global financial markets have been extremely nervous, and they're going to remain nervous as long as there's not, you know, further clarity as to whether this government is going to be able to put Greece back on a proper reform track and get things straightened out.
It's Liz Alderman. Thanks so much. We'll continue this conversation. Oil trading down in 92. $2 a barrel this morning. The Pentagon has asked President Obama to extend the troop surge in Afghanistan. The UN Security Council votes today on whether to treat al-Qaeda and the Taliban separately when it comes to international sanctions.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says the U.S. will be going after new al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri with the same intensity it used when going after bin Laden. In Syria, the country's most powerful businessman and cousin of President Bashar Assad has stepped down as president of Syria's largest phone company. He's the first leader to step down since the uprising began.
House Republicans have voted to cut millions of dollars from the Food and Drug Administration's budget. It means the agency won't be able to implement landmark food safety laws that were also passed in this session. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures are up, as we've been talking about. Volatility all over the world. The Dow gets underway at 11,961, the S&P at 1,267, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,623. We're going to talk more about Greece, Greek contagion, and the contagion to the U.S. economy. And coming up throughout this morning, it's all about dear old dad. We're looking for your stories about your father. What's your best memory of him?
This is Michelle from Stillwater. My father has passed away now, but when I was 17, he was a single father, and I'm awfully proud of him, and I wish he was still around, and I appreciate all the hard work that he did in raising me.